Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thank you very much for hanging around with us today. 800-531-3815. Toll free coast to coast. Ron Zipke is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Ron is one of the pioneers of the American customer service revolution that you've been hearing so much about over the last few years. Ron was one of the first guys to really get on that bandwagon and to lead the charge there. He writes and does research on how the impact of customer service is on your business and on the marketplace in general. He's the president of Minneapolis-based Performance Research Associates. He's the co-author, along with Chip Bell, of a number of books, including Service Magic, The Art of Amazing Your Customers, and Delivering Knock Your Socks Off Service, now in its third, maybe fourth edition. He's our good friend, Ron Zimke. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Good to be with you.
Good to have you back. Now, the socks book, is that third edition? Is it now third or fourth
edition? Third edition.
Over a half a million books sold, ladies, of that book.
So that tells
you what kind of an outstanding book that is. It's called Delivering Knock Your Socks Off Service. Ron, as we head into the holidays, as we're actually in the middle of the holidays now, I guess you should say. I haven't started my shopping yet, but I know most of the women have probably because they get into that sort of thing. Me, not so much. But anyway, as people are dropping in on our businesses and our stores, we're probably going to be seeing some people for the first time over the next couple of three weeks, aren't we?
Yeah, we sure are. A lot of them are going to be those amateur shoppers, also known as men. And they're going to be.
Yeah, I'm definitely not a professional. That's for sure.
Oh gosh, no! I don't even have my white belt, let alone my black belt.
I've got a pink belt with a noodle cluster when it comes.
There
to
you go. Yeah, this is really prime time, opportunity time. We everybody in retailing knows that 25 to 30% of your business is done between Halloween and Christmas. But it is also prime time for creating lasting impressions in the scientific world, in the business school world. They call it loyalty management. But I just think of it as it's the prime time for creating a lasting impression on would-be long-term customers.
Mm-hmm. And these are people just drop in and they sort of noodling around, seeing if they like you. And you know, I've done that now. I've walked in these little shops and they say, can I help you? And, you know, I don't know if I do something that I have a little fun with. Whenever I walk into a little business like that and they say, can I help you? I say, no, thank you. I'm just shoplifting. And it always gets their attention. And it's interesting to me to see how some of them follow you and continue the conversation. Some of them don't. But the thing is that they have an opportunity, maybe a 60-second opportunity,
yep,
to wow me a little bit and get me to come back, even if I don't buy from them that day. Unfortunately, too many times they don't take advantage of that.
That's right. They let that opening comment that says no, don't try and tell me anything be off-putting, and they don't use it as an opportunity to just say something as simple as, well, that's great. If there's anything I can do, let me know. And by the way, we're having a special on. Something very unique today, and if you want to hear about it, I'll tell you.
I have had people do that to me, mm-hmm, and you know what? I left with merchandise.
Yeah, amen.
And
sure,
I came back because the next time I thought about needing what those people sold, I remembered that event, that conversation.
Yeah, yeah. It's really everybody walks into a retail space, they're a little leery, particularly when they've been there never been there before, and the prime objective should be to make them feel welcome, and this is a great time of the year to do that. Anything from from offering him a little hot cider to just a touch on the shoulder that says, "Well, I'll be glad to help you. I know this is a rush time of the year, and I have some great ideas for you."
Right.
Any little thing that says, "I'm really glad you're here," works.
And especially if you can talk to them, if you can leave them with a little bit of an impression about some of the things that you do all year round, not just during the holidays.
Exactly.
I want you to get you to talk to us about that when we come back after these messages. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We'll be right back with our good friend, Ron Zimke, the author of Service Magic, The Art of Amazing Your Customers. 20 Tales, stay with us. We're back at 17 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, 800-531-3815. Toll free coast to coast, and the website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter when you get there. It's free. Comes every week by email. Thank you for those of you who have been subscribing lately and for the nice comments that you've been sending me. I appreciate that very much. Ron Zimke, folks, is with us. Ron is the author of Delivering Knock Your Socks Off Service and Service Magic in two different books. And Ron, why don't you give us your website, please?
Sure. It's very simple. It's the standard www dot, and then it's socksoff, socksoff.com.
What do we find when we get there?
Well, you'll find descriptions of all of our books, all of our training programs, some articles that relate to serving customers better, and some of our other services, from consulting to speaking.
All right.
Just a laundry list and a good menu.
Folks, these two guys, Ron Zimke and Chip Bell, are some of the best, two of the best in the business. So anything that they say or do is going to be right on the money, and I encourage you to check their website out and check out their books and take advantage of their wisdom and their experience and the things that they have to say that will help you in your small business. You know, Ron, whenever I'm shopping,
mm-hmm.
I'm trying to balance between how much I spend,
mm-hmm.
how much time I have to spend, how much
right.
money I have to spend, how much time I have to spend, and the time I have to spend includes my ability to use a product effectively and to take full advantage of it.
And so
whenever I'm thinking about if people would stop and think, I think if anybody listening would stop and think, they would realize that they do the same thing. And so they say, okay, I don't need any help with this particular thing I'm looking for.
Mm-hmm.
I may not be needing it for a long time, and so I'm looking for the absolute lowest price that I can possibly get for it. I know that Walmart has it, and so I'm going to drive over there. I've got a little bit of time. I don't mind walking a half a mile over the parking lot and then another half a mile back into the store to get what I want, and fighting the crowds and coming out. So I'm going to go to Walmart and get that. Or I might say, you know what? I'm not sure what I want. I'm not sure that, you know, and I don't know exactly what I want yet,
mm-hmm.
and I don't have a lot of time. So I'm going to go to that small business that I know about, where I know that they know what they're doing. They're going to meet me at the door. They're going to help me get what I need. If they don't have it, they'll help me find it. And it might cost me just a little bit more, but in terms of the balancing of the time and the money, it's a good deal for me. I think more people are doing that today than ever before, and if small business owners don't get that, then they're going to lose to Walmart.
Yeah, I think there's been this fear of the 800-pound gorilla, Jim. And our touch groups, we do these focus groups every month to find out what people are thinking and how they're and what they're looking for. And particularly today, people are looking for, tell us, they're looking for what they describe as some good old-fashioned service. Mm-hmm. And bundled into that is just what you said. Teach me how to be a better consumer and user of what I buy.
Mm-hmm.
People don't want to buy things that go in the closet and don't get used anymore. That's particularly one of the backlashes we learned about technology. People love the idea of some of the new technology. When they find out how hard it is to use, they're very disappointed. So bridging that gap is something a small business can do really easily by saying, Jeff, have you ever used one of these before? Well, I know the first time I tried it, I was really a little numb at the end of the experience, but I figured out how to do it, and I can show you. That attitude that says that you're not just buying a product, you're getting me and my help in the bargain is really one of those hidden secrets for saving time that
right.
you're talking about. And small business people don't use that. They aren't bold about that, saying, when you buy this, you get me in the purchase, so I'll always be there to help you. That's a real, real advantage we're seeing.
Well, there's so many things that we use these days that we just need one little bitty, maybe one little nudge of assistance as we're using it. If we could just pick up the phone and call them up and say, okay, have I got this in backwards or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
But even so, there are other things that aren't technically challenging.
Sure.
But the fact that we know that we can go there, we can get it, we know the quality is good, we know that if it's not, they'll take it right back, and that it saves us time. And these are the people who give us the things that we want, not the things that we need. See, that's the thing.
Sure.
That's the thing I keep coming up with is that Walmart and people like that, the big companies, give us they're really good at giving us the things that we need at a commodity price, but they're not so much good at giving us the things that we want, which we want is the things that we need customized.
Yeah, a friend of mine who's a professional cynic, walks around with a little black cloud over his head all the time, has this attitude that I love. He says, my job is when I go shopping is to be taken advantage of as little as possible. And one of the things that we want to think about is, how do you make people feel that they haven't been taken advantage of? Well, just some of the things you've been mentioning. Here's a tiny little thing.
Can you hold on to that thought? We're going to get Ron to tell us that tiny little thing in a minute. And I suspect it has something to do with loving up our customers. That's one of the things that I like to talk about is loving up our customers. Let's love them up within an inch of their lives. And also what we're going to talk about when we come back, we're going to get Ron to talk to us about how to make sure we hire and train the right people to do this work. Tintel, stay with us. We'll be right back. Back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with our good friend Ron Zimke, the co-author of Delivering Knock Your Socks Off Service, and also the co-author, along with Chip Bell, of Service Magic, The Art of Amazing Your Customers. And these books are available wherever books are sold, right, Ron?
They sure are.
And the last thing... Go ahead.
I was going to say, I see a lot of them in the Barnes & Nobles every time I'm in there.
And folks, let me spell Ron's last name, Z-E-M-K-E, Zimke, just like it sounds, Ron Zimke. And so if you're typing that into any of the online booksellers and to check it out. And also don't forget to go to their website. Ron, won't you give us that site again, please?
Sure, www.socksoff.com.
All right.
And if they want to just reach us directly, they can call us at 1-800-359-2576.
All right. And, Ron, you were going to give us a little tip when we went to the break.
Sure. Here's a tiny little thing that people really appreciate that we've learned several times that it's important this time of the year. Particularly important this time of the year is helping people keep their receipts. So you make a little envelope, small envelope that you can put receipts in, that you write thank you on that envelope, and you tell them as you're doing that, don't hesitate to call us if there are any problems, and you write your phone number on the envelope so that you make that lasting impression. If you have any problems at all, come back, stop by, or give us a call and call us at this number, and we'll help you out.
You know,
that seems trivial, but that kind of a little thing is highly memorable, and particularly if you're dealing with one of us amateur shoppers, again, defined as men, you say to them, now, put this someplace where you won't lose it because you know that your dear one is going to want that, is going to want to know if you kept the receipt.
Well, the ones that I like are the ones who safety pin it to my coat. That way I won't lose it, you know.
Like, exactly.
You know, like your mother used to, remember when your mother used to safety pin your mittens to your coat so
you
didn't fall off, you know? They safety pin it to my coat so it didn't fall off. And so when I get home at night, I've got all these little tickets all over my coat. Ron, you know, one of the things that I'd like to encourage people to do is to use technology to take care of their customers. You can use high tech to deliver high touch.
You sure can.
Let me give you an example of what happened to me yesterday. I called a company that I've done business with before, and I wanted to order something, but I didn't. I wanted to order a second one of what I'd ordered once before a few months ago. I didn't remember how to describe it to them. I mean, I had the product, but I didn't have it in front of me. And I called the people up, and I said, I want to order one of those. Do you know what I had? He said, oh, yeah, just a minute. You know, he took my name and everything, and he punched in his computer. He said, yeah, it was model so-and-so and so-and-so. He said, we have one of those. Would you like for us to send it out? And I said, yeah, get it out right out. So, I was on and off in 60 seconds.
You bet. One of the smartest things you can be doing right now is just at the end of a transaction is to say to the customer, if you would be good enough to give us your email address, we'll keep you posted, and do.
Yep, exactly. And so, you know, there are a lot of people out there who are taking care of their customers through technology. They're using high tech to give high touch, and I think that's important. As John Naisbitt said, we would do 20 years ago. Let's talk.
Yep.
We got about a minute and a half, Ron.
Sure.
It's important that we have the right people to do this too, isn't it? Because we can't do it all.
Yeah, absolutely. This time of year, it's really important to hire, train, coach, and reward people very well. Don't hire anybody who you wouldn't want to have in your home as a guest. Really, that straightforward. And so, rather than just trying to have a warm body in the store or in the office, you really want to know what are the kind of quick trick is. Think about the people you would love to have cloned in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Sit down and just write down the five things that you really liked about that person, and then look for those in an interview.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is that there are a lot of good people, but we don't train them well.
Yeah.
Particularly important this time of the year is to keep reminding them why they're there and what their customers are looking for, and that takes an every day before the traffic hits, a stand-up meeting where you remind them what's going on, what you're trying to do that day. And then
and let's also make sure that we train our people and let's don't presume that they know this, folks, but let's train them on who the most important people in our world is, and that's our customers.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Ron, I'm gonna have to wrap it up. That's gotta be the last word. Thank you for letting us have a little bit of your time today and for the outstanding information that you always provide us and for all you do for the marketplace, Ron Zimke.
Have a great holiday. Good being with you again, Jim.
Thank you, Ron. See you later. Ron Zimke, ladies and gentlemen. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, and every member of our military standing a post around the world. God bless you. God be with you. We are very proud of you. This is Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.